The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks.
Hey friends, and welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, September 23rd, 2019.
That's right, it's all the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And exciting news this week because Throne of Eldraine's pre-release is happening this weekend!
That's right, it is on the horizon, not the faraway horizon, the horizon that's right next door.
The horizon that you could reach out with your hand and touch, if you could touch
a horizon.
Yes.
So obviously the first and biggest thing is that this very weekend you can head out to your local game store and do a pre-release for Throne of Eldraine.
If you've never played a pre-release, they're one of my favorite magic events to play. And if you have before, you should head out for this one because this set looks sweet. If you want to take a look at the set before you head out and play it for the first time, the full spoiler card image gallery is available. So you can go through and if you want to, you know, game a little bit, look at all the instances and tricks that are in this set that your opponents might play against you.
Check out all of those previews. And of course, we always encourage you to head out and support your local game store.
100%. And if you're going to buy a box of Eldraine, just a little news here. Kenrith, the Returned King, is the buy a box promo. Piper of the Swarm is the bundle promo. And the promo packs that you'll get during Friday Night Magic, Draft Weekend, or Brawl Weekend, you're going to get a rare mythic from Eldraine, a rare mythic card from Standard, and a new thing, a Dark Frame promo card.
Oh.
Which look kind of sweet. One of those is available, as well as an arena booster code.
Pretty cool. There's also a bunch of arena state of the game updates. That's right. It's state of the game because very soon it is beta no longer.
Wow. I feel like it's been beta for my whole lifetime.
It's a real kid out in the world.
I don't know if I can handle it not being beta anymore.
Pinocchio, you're a real boy now.
So one of the first things is remember on the 26th, Throne of Eldraine is officially released on Arena. So get ready for that.
Yep. And that is also the day that becomes a real game and is considered no longer a beta. September 24th, there is an early release event. You can check out some of your favorite streamers playing Throne of Eldraine. So if you want to get, again, a little preview ahead of release weekend and pre-release weekend, check those out over on Twitch.
And that means you've only got a few more days to complete your set mastery for Throne of Eldraine.
There is a bonus code. 5 bonus levels is the code. It will get you, unsurprisingly, 5 bonus mastery levels.
Who knew?
On the core set 2020 mastery. The Eldraine set mastery, of course, is going to launch after that. It is 110 levels. It has the same cost as the core set and the same kind of rewards, like boosters, mastery orbs for card styles, and a cute little fox friend.
I'm so excited for the fox friend, Megan.
The fox is so cute.
It's very
cute. I held out and did not get the cat, but that fox is dang cute.
Yes.
We'll see.
All right, Megan, I think they've got you.
I don't know. I've held out so well.
So to celebrate the fact that they're no longer in beta, there's going to be a really cool launch event that's also going to kick off on the 26th called Giant Opportunity, and it's two parts. The first part, you can play any deck in Standard, so you're going to get 4 copies of every card Standard on the 26th to play in a special event, which is up to 12 games. But you get a chance to kind of brew and figure out what you would play in Standard if you could. There's no entry fee for this event. It is best of one.
Yeah. And that runs the 26th through the 1st.
Yes.
Then there is the second part of that, which is the Win Every Card event.
What?
This is happening only on the 6th.
Wow.
Once again, you will get 4 copies of every card in Standard to use in this event. And you're trying to get 12 wins before you get 2 losses.
Okay.
And if you accomplish that, then you get 1 copy of every card in Standard. And there is no fee for this event.
Okay, sweet.
So it's best of one. And again, you're trying to hit 12 wins. So yeah, everyone will get a golden egg card sleeve if you participate in that. And there are other rewards for other records.
Excellent.
Individual card rewards, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And remember, with, of course, Eldraine coming out, that means rotation is going to trigger.
Yes. So stop redeeming wild cards for Dominaria.
Yeah, just don't.
You won't be able to play that stuff in Historic, but if you are focusing on Standard, just a reminder that those cards are rotating out.
Yeah.
If you log in after the Eldraine update, you will receive 10 rare or higher individual card rewards.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet.
It's kind of a little thank you and like, hey, we're rotation is happening. It yeah. happens once a year. And this is a little rotation gift from Wizards of the Coast, if yes. you will.
And if you created an account and logged in before rotation happens, when you log in after the update, you'll get 25 mastery levels.
Ooh, sweet. Okay. Yeah.
So that's 12 packs and 2 orbs. Or if you get the mastery pass, that's 14 packs, 2 orbs, 4 standard packs, and 10 uncommon card rewards.
Oh, well, I'm doing that.
That's pretty wild. That's pretty sweet.
I wanted the fox anyway, so yeah. And there's going to be some new naming conventions around what is coming as far yes. as Arena is concerned. So like if people are like, oh, when is this coming to Mac? When am I going to get my friends list in that? So let's
coming
get an update.
Soon is Throne of Eldraine, obviously, yes. 26. Friends List, the ETA
Thank
for that is October.
God.
And Constructed Brawl, which is also ETA October.
Yes.
Then In Development is sort of like in the foreseeable future.
Great.
They don't have a date for it yet, but it's down. It's like in the pipeline.
Great.
Friends Messaging.
Yay!
Mac.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Obviously, Theros Beyond Death and Ikoria Land of Behemoths, which yep. are the upcoming sets. Historic cards to add to those formats. Epic Games Store, which we don't know much about yet.
Yeah, it means Arena will be available yep. in the Epic Games Store. So.
And new event types.
Okay, got it.
In Concept, Cube Draft, Friend Deck Sharing,
cool.
Corset 2021, and Zendikar Rising.
Wow, Friend
Very
Deck
cool.
Sharing. That yeah. would be really helpful.
That would be nice.
All right, Megan, I do not want to play any of your decks.
Well, then.
Okay, in other news, there's a Magic survey out now. Wizards of the Coast releases these every so often. This one is just for Commander players. There'll be a link to it in the show notes or under the video if you're a Commander player and you have some feedback for Wizards of the Coast.
Yes, reminder, at the very top, it asks you, what are your favorite colors to play? You can answer blue twice.
That is true. You can do that.
Just in case you were wondering, you can.
And then if you've got deep pockets and a little bit of spare cash to light on fire, there is the release of Throne of Eldraine Deluxe Edition.
Why you would get this has been the question of the Magic community over the weekend,
so,
we'll be very honest.
For $450, you're going to get 16 collector boosters, and that is really the true reason to buy this. You get a poster, you get the box, you get a 3x3 cutout from a rare or mythic Eldraine foil sheet, an arena code for some cards, and a few other promo cards as well as a really nice Ultra Pro binder.
Yeah. So those collector boosters are where you'll find like the alt frame cards
yeah.
and stuff like that.
So,
which is cool, but also that's a lot of money.
A lot of money. They are really cool. I'm just going to get them one at a time, I think, because I don't know. Or like yeah. just random get one booster yes. or something. I think that's how I'm going to handle it.
Fair enough. The Players Tour number one qualifiers were announced. There's one in North America, Europe, and Japan. They take place between October 5th and December 22nd. Standard, and they'll have Swiss rounds. And the prize card is a foil Arcbound Ravager.
Yeah, so if you want a chance to play on that Players Tour, head to one of these events and check it out. It's kind of like if you played in the old system under a PTQ, it'll be like yeah. that once again.
Wow.
Which I loved going to.
Yeah.
Very
same.
Fun. There's none in Minneapolis, unfortunately
Why?
For us. But
Minneapolis, get it together.
I know, right? But you can go and find this list. Once again, I'll put a link in the show notes or under the video to the location of all of these qualifiers and head out and play if you want to make the Players Tour.
Yeah. Next up, Whimsy, Wonder, and War. There is a magic art show in Reading, Pennsylvania at the Schmidt Gallery of the Goggleworks Center for the Arts.
Quite a name.
That is a long name.
It's quite a name.
Happening October 23rd through 27th. There are 75 pieces of original magic art on display, including an alpha painting and sketch.
I know.
That is pretty sweet. So if you happen to be in Pennsylvania,
I think you should check this show out.
Absolutely, you should.
They're also raising money for charity, this new charity called Big Wizard, which is seeking to close the gap towards art accessibility.
Oh,
so the tickets are kind
great.
Of a little bit more on the expensive side, but money going to a good cause, and you'll have a heck yeah. of a time. If you saw the Magic Art Show in Vegas a couple of years ago, it's an extension of that
Very
kind
cool.
of idea.
Yeah.
There was a Grand Prix this past weekend in Atlanta for Legacy. Congratulations to Cyrus Corman Gill winning it all, taking it down. So congratulations there, playing Storm in Legacy.
Wow. All right.
So there you go.
Congratulations to him. Next up, there is also the Great Eldraine Bake Off, which is a competition that Wizards is having. What they want you to do is you can make an Eldraine-inspired recipe, pies, puddings, loaves, roasts, soups, desserts, anything you can think of.
Okay.
And you can send them a recipe and a picture of your dish at their community team email address. That's what I'm trying to say. And they're going to judge them. And first through 10th will get prizes. First place gets a Throne of Eldraine deluxe collection. Second and third get a premium foil full set of Throne of Eldraine. Cool. And a premium foil full set of War of the Spark.
Okay.
And 10th Throne of Eldraine pack codes for Arena. And then fourth through 10th get one premium foil full set of War of the Spark and 10 Throne of Eldraine pack codes for Arena. So you do have to use real ingredients. You cannot use, you know, bewitched apples or whatever.
Where do you get those? That's their point.
Like, they have to be able to make them. So if you have a culinary streak, go ahead and get out there and create a fun recipe.
I've got to ask you, Megan, will you be competing?
You know, if I have time before the 4th, I will. I don't know that I do.
That sounds like a super fun competition.
Yes. And last up.
Yes, we've got some news on Mythic Championship 5. The challengers for this event have been announced, and you might recognize some of the names.
So we obviously have the winners from the Arena qualifier.
Yes.
And then we also have some community members and some just generally outstanding players.
Yeah, anybody who, of course, won an MCQ is on this list. Numat the Nummy Kenji, the streamer, is going to be coming to compete. Gabby Spartz is going to be coming to compete.
Yep.
A few new streaming faces who might be relatively new to the world or Magic will be
Caleb
there.
Caleb Durward, not in the new ones.
Not a new
that
one.
Was in the familiar faces category.
Caleb will be there competing. Yes. Stanislav Sifka will be competing in this event as well.
So you can check out that whole list over at magic.gg.
All right, so there you go. That is all the Magic news you need for this week. Check out our Patreon on patreon.com/glhfmagic and look for our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five.